Good evening. With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. A jury has delivered split verdicts in a firearm case involving a husband and wife accused of possessing an illegal gun. Nat Harlan Seymour and his wife Lucia were charged after police discovered a prohibited Beretta pistol in a bedside drawer during a warranted search of their home. Both denied wrongdoing, with Mr. Seymour alleging the officers planted the weapon. Today, a panel of seven jurors found Mr. Seymour guilty, but acquitted his wife of all charges. Ms. Seymour was freed immediately with her bail conditions removed. Mr. Seymour remains on bail and is due back in court in June for sentencing. Under the Cayman Islands Firearms Act, he is likely to face a substantial prison term. Prosecutor Andre Wedderburn led the case for the DPP's office. Defense counsels were Clayton Furan for Mr. Seymour and Keith Myers for Mrs. Seymour. In other local news, the government is going the modular route for its customs and border control, immigration detention and processing. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller explains.
By the end of September, the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration is hoping to have procured modular units to house up to 240 irregular migrants.
Sudden influx of a few hundred irregular migrants will overwhelm Cayman's existing reception, shelter, and processing capacity if appropriate infrastructure is not in place in advance. This project is now in its active development phase.
Home Affairs Minister the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta told MPs in Parliament preliminary site work preps have been completed and a formal outline business case has been created with procurement and implementation planning underway. He says government is adopting a, quote, phased approach.
In the immediate term, this includes the deployment of a modular, rapidly deployable accommodation solution comprising prefabricated, containerized units with integrated basic living, sanitation, and support facilities. These systems can be transported efficiently, assembled within a short time frame, and operated either connected to existing utilities or independently where required.
These will address immediate needs while, quote, longer-term infrastructure solutions may be considered in due course. Mr. DaCosta says modular accommodations can be set up within 8 to 12 weeks from their procurement.
Based on the business case and project estimates, Cabinet has committed funding in the amount of $5.6 million for related capital expenditures that are expected to be incurred in 2026 to establish a dedicated migrant detention and processing site for multi-agency operations. Recognizing the national significance of this risk, all necessary preparatory site work has been ongoing and funded by the Ministry's existing 2026 capital budget.
Money spent so far has been limited to land clearance at and near the 5 acres of Crown land at the Fairbanks Road site, demolition and, quote, early stage development activities. Contingency locations have also been identified in the sister islands. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. The National Coalition for Caymanians Administration is working to reopen residential addiction rehabilitation facilities for women after services were suspended in October. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
Fielding a parliamentary question in the House, Health Minister the Honourable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes told MPs residential addiction rehabilitation services are currently limited to men, primarily through the Caribbean Haven Residential Centre.
Female residential services at Caribbean Haven were temporarily suspended in October 2025 due to insufficient staffing, which created limitations in delivering gender-appropriate services and raised safety concerns. Services at the Caribbean Haven Residential Center had already been disrupted due to insufficient funding, which led to a decision by the former director to suspend the female program.
The minister says her government is working to reinstate female residential services at Caribbean Haven as quickly as possible by, quote, securing appropriate staffing, ensuring compliance with regulatory and safeguarding requirements, and confirming that services can be delivered safely and sustainably.
The current director of Department of Counseling Services has advised that female residential rehabilitation services are expected to recommence within the next 12 weeks. Residential rehabilitation itself is currently provided only to adults aged 18 and over, and remains male-focused.
Women and teens in need of care are currently treated through outpatient and community-based interventions, and in cases where clinical needs exceed local capacity, particularly for minors, quote, treatment is accessed through established overseas referral pathways.
The ministry's approach remains focused on prevention, early intervention, and family-centered care, consistent with international evidence indicating that residential treatment could be a last resort for young persons and used only where clinically indicated. Opportunities are being explored to strengthen intensive treatment pathways for high-need cases, including potential pilot models and enhanced referral mechanisms.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. Cayman's telecoms regulator is telling CandyW.ky email users, don't wait for a shutdown notice. The message is to start planning a move to newer services now. Radio Cayman Elizabeth Charles reports.
The Utility Regulation and Competition Office has issued a formal direction to Flo, requiring the company to keep its CNW.ky, also known as Candy Wacky, email service running until an approved transition plan is in place. In a statement issued this week, ERCO calls the platform a long-standing legacy service that many residents and businesses still use for banking, healthcare, government, and personal correspondence. The office says it stepped in after an April 23rd call where Flo indicated plans to close the service in the second quarter of 2026, but did not provide written details on timing, customer notices, or migration arrangements. Under the direction, Flo must submit those written plans within 14 days. Any approved shutdown must start with at least 12 months' notice to subscribers, backed by regular reminders and dedicated complaints and assistance channels. At the time, ERCO is urging subscribers not to feel locked in. It says a wide range of modern, free, and paid email services now offer better security, storage, and fraud protection, and that choosing a new provider and updated banking, healthcare, government, and other key accounts is a sensible step users can take at any time. ERCO says it will continue to engage with Flo in good faith over the coming weeks and will keep the public informed of any major developments. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Finally, Sir John A. Cumber primary students are now able to enjoy more inclusive play with the addition of new playgrounds and a special sensory garden.
All of our students will benefit, but especially those with additional learning and sensory needs. The sensory garden offers a safe and structured space for regulation, reflection, and support, while the playground enhancements create more opportunities for cooperative play and physical activity.
Principal Giovanna Ebanks Wright says these spaces encourage positive interactions, creativity, and independence, ultimately supporting both learning and well-being across the school.
All children will benefit from the new playground equipment, with daily access providing consistent opportunities for physical activity, social interaction, and overall well-being. These enhancements ensure that every child can engage in active play, build relationships, and enjoy a safe and stimulating environment as part of their everyday school experience.
The garden was made possible through a donation by Cox Automotive with the support of Principal Ebanks Wright and teacher Kayla Manderson. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.